Lord, help us to heed your call to prayer in a timely fashion and not substitute that time that belongs to you with worldly pursuits. Amen. So just to preempt this message, yesterday I was wanting to spend time with the Lord the whole day, and one thing after another got in my way. Just one thing after another. I wake up this morning and other plans are changed. So again, I have the whole day to prayer. Well, other things came up as well. And I just got very frustrated because I missed my Jesus. So I began, Lord, I hunger for you. How in the world am I going to have you as bad as things are? Jesus began, I want you to pull up your patience muscle. Everything does not have to be done all at the same time. I think you know your priority is me. In theory, I do, Lord. Now it must develop into practice. There is much I could use you to say if you were with me more consistently. He smiled. That's nothing compared to the time I want to spend with you as my spouse. That I grieve over. Oh, Lord, that's terrible. Well, do something about it, my love. Really, do something about it. You have it in your control to bring an end to this. Doing it is what is left. Lead by example, Claire. I do need this example from you because you keep putting other things before me. You know that wounds me. Not always, Lord. I don't always know that. Well, it does, because I know what you need to fulfill your mission. I have it here in my hands. But without our time together, meaningful time together, I cannot impart this to you. Do you understand? I do. Lord, how in the world does this happen? He answered me, you put your agendas ahead of being with me. That is your error. Come on now, I will help you when you call upon me. Neither one of us wants this, but you have to make a concerted effort because you have some very clever justifying demons convincing you it'll only take a minute and you'll be back, but it never does. It is always ending up in a more lengthy sidetrack. Yeah, I can see that. Therefore, be ruthless in handling those distractions which are sent from hell to get you so busy you have nothing left for me. How sad that is. You know, and I can see that. Yesterday, I kept saying, okay, I'm going into prayer now. Something came up. I'm going into prayer now. Before I knew it, it was 11:30. And that's no time to start praying. Because I'm sleepy. By that time, I'm sleepy. What he said, that I have nothing left for him, that's absolutely true. So we've got to change that. One of my problems is I just can't get up in the morning because I record music at night, but I haven't been recording music, so what's my excuse? I don't have one, really. Let's be honest. Well, I guess I could say the war is concerning to me, and I did check the internet last night for a few minutes just to see if anything new had been decided or was happening. But, you know, you get on the internet for 5 minutes and you end up there an hour, so that's not working either. I just need a lot more self-control. Holy Spirit, help me. So I said, Lord, I will really apply myself to this. Now, all you Satanists out there that are listening to me, I know just what you're going to do. You're going to send more demons of distraction and other things to keep me out of prayer. But, you know, it's going to be a muscle bender. It's going to be applying myself and strengthening my resolution muscle. If you do that, you're only going to help me get stronger. So it's up to you. Then Jesus said, it is so very important because you've been given very important training just to be there when they need you, as you were on Sunday for one sister. Indeed, I sent her to give you that message so you could weigh your actions and realize how very important it is for you to be prayed up and in my continual presence so I may minister to those who are really hurting, just as she was. I have so much more to impart to you, Claire, but you must spend more time with me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so very much. The Blessed Mother began. I will support you in this adaptation. The whole world will soon be in mourning, and I need more prayers for the unsaved. There will be a brief time when you can come together in deeper prayer, inviting many others to come with you before it progresses any further. So in other words, I got the impression that she was saying some things are going to happen. It's going to cause everyone to go to their knees, and there'll be a break in time where everyone will be praying, and then something else is going to happen. Now that fits in with Dimitri Dudeman. The first thing has already happened, and that would have been the Twin Towers. The second and third things haven't happened yet. So I think she's saying after the second thing happens, there's going to be a brief time when everyone's going to want to be praying very seriously. There will be a brief time when you can come together in deeper prayer, inviting many others to come together with you before it progresses any further. People will pick up on these messages so they can be more prepared and ensure the Lord's wonderful plans to save their nation and the world. So right after Lord's wonderful plans to save their nation and the world, Jesus broke in and said, "It will always be a time of holy preparation before I come that these things will happen." So they're in preparation for us. And I know one thing for sure, and the bride is still too self-absorbed and selfish. And I know I'm definitely guilty of that. And he's going to give us an opportunity to be totally loving and to give everything we have. Pass it out to people. Give everything we have without any concerns about whether or not there's any food left for us or not. Just trusting the Lord and taking care of the people that need it. And that will be a time of extreme exercise and virtue for the bride. That's exactly what it's going to be. And I think a lot of spots, wrinkles, and blemishes are going to come off their wedding gowns. So I look at spots as something that gets splashed on you, like gossip, maybe. Wrinkles are bad habits, and blemishes are from inside of us. Poisonous attitudes from inside of us. So spot, wrinkle, and blemish, we'll get a chance to prove our faithfulness to the Lord and take these spots, wrinkles, and blemishes off our wedding garments by acting totally selflessly to those who need us. Okay, and so that's the end of the message. Thank you so much, Heart Dwellers, for listening in, for your cards and your sweet responses to the messages. I appreciate it. It really does help me to be more committed. And thank you so much for supporting this channel and our community. We appreciate that more than we can say. And we're all busy growing in the Lord. Several new prophets have come up, people who have been given the gift of prophecy. And it's very exciting what the Lord is doing. So thank you so much for being a part of that. The Lord bless and keep you now and help us all to remember He is our priority, and He does hurt when we put something in front of Him. God bless you.